standing in the market in a dead woman's shoes, with all her kick and scuff marks and leather stretched from years of thick black tights. I wonder if she ever fit them better than I do here, uncomfortable, ankles pinching. The liquid of memory is a drug, bending, altering, manipulating. I wonder if I'm forgetting who I am, edging around the rows of interested buyers. My clothing used to hang looser, like those waifish girls in black and brown, walking through the rain, so stylish, so young, so skinny. Like them, I used to smoke, with long skinny fingers forgetting the rain, forgetting the coffee, forgetting the way a man could make me smile with a coat and a paper and music. That was all I needed to be beautiful when I was in high school. All those years ago, stretching away from me, like china laid out from butler's cabinets, long gone and forgotten. Today they tell me it's 2008, in the paper, in the news, in my diary. While I look at a framed photo of a dead family, dressed in corsets, unable to move, breathe, speak, for years. All those secrets locked behind impassive lips, and then op shop for the lowest price, unloved and discarded, with coffee stains and moth holes. I find myself wondering how much they paid for the sitting, as a woman shakes her fists in my face, telling me I'm not allowed to take photos of dead men's telephones, lined up in rows, ceasing to do their old ringing routine, for business and all those affairs, slowly forgetting their purpose, in a bleak process.